Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here after the bye. Good to see the coach again. Phil, I haven't seen you in about 4 weeks. You get things accomplished during the bye, bucket list, maybe paint a couple rooms in the house?
Yeah, we did. Crossed off a couple things. Yeah, good to get a good couple of good nights sleep and, you know, really just kind of get refocused on the second half of the season, get a little bit of a jump on Denver and, you know, get ready to go.
There you go. Okay, you got a new backup quarterback in Brian Hoyer. You've had him before, so it's a system guy. He understands the system. And Brian's gone to other teams and he's played. What do you see that's different about him than the last time that he departed here in New England?
Well, Brian has a little bit more experience. He's, you know, definitely had some playing time. I think he's got a better, you know, sense of, you know, how a defense really plays in a game situation. Not that he didn't have before, but he's had more game experience and, you know, more opportunity to see those things live. You know, in the quarterback meetings, he has some good suggestions, some good thoughts, and you can tell it's from a good, you know, background of experience and you know, let's say a little more advanced view of the game than he had, you know, when he was here.
A little more money too, right?
So. A little bit.
All right, on to Denver. You talked earlier in the week about the competitiveness of the league, and it's about when you face a team. They've lost four in a row, but yet you look at them on tape, and you know Denver as good as anybody from, seems like we're playing them every year or playing them in the playoffs or an AFC championship game. How dangerous is this game?
Yeah, well, we've played them 10 times in the last 7 years, so it's kind of like a division game.
Yeah.
Look, what they did in Philadelphia last week, we're not going to get that. They're playing at home. It's Sunday night. We're going to get, you know, a great effort from them, and hopefully we'll be able to match that and play a very competitive game. But this is a good football team. They're at the top of the league in every defensive category. They're very explosive on offense with the running back, Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, of course, and in the kicking game. You know, the returners, McKenzie, they're very explosive. As well there, too, with, you know, strong leg kickers that can make long field goals and change field position in the punting game. So it's an explosive team. It's a dangerous team. They can turn the ball over those strip sacks. They can score from anywhere on the field. And they play very, very good on defense. I mean, they make it work for every yard.
All right, they got a new head coach, and we've been through this before, whether it was John Fox or whether it was Gary Kubiak. It seems like, you know, coaches could go through there, but yet, you know, it's a very good team. You look at Vance Joseph and the Miami defense that he ran from a scheme perspective. Is it still some of the same stuff that Wade Phillips did when he was here that carried over, or is this sort of, boy, I'm watching Miami on tape, but it's really Denver uniforms?
Yeah, no, it's very, I'd say very closely linked to last year's defense or Wade's defense. Okay. Joe Woods is the defensive coordinator, and Woods was on Phillips' staff, coach's secondary, and so he's kind of taken over last year's defense. Joseph's obviously, you know, implemented some of his ideas, and it's not the same as what we saw last year, but I'd say it's more similar to last year's defense than it is to Miami's defense. So odd spacing, a lot of under, a lot of five-man rush, man-to-man coverage, different than the four-man line that they played in Miami last year.
All right, good stuff right there.